This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on a patient named Stephen Witt. W-I-T-T-E is the last name. Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N. Place is lodged in Durand. Date was April 6, 2022. New paragraph. Chief complaint. Mr. Witt was seen regarding a stroke of left side weakness, comma, debility, comma, and blurry vision. In the paragraph history, Mr. Witt stroke occurred in Gladwin about November of 31 period. You couldn't remember the details period? Before that, he had some electrophysiological studies and ablations period. He ended up being at the University of Michigan hospital by helicopter, and there was 30 days, and he was in rehab until November 27, 2021. And he then came to lodges after about 2 weeks of rehab period. He had difficult speech in the right hemiplegia and hemiparesis due to the stroke period. It seemed to be from the description of the diagnosis, possibly hemorrhagic period. He had this major fibril ablation and, as mentioned, had ablation in August period. He has not been on any anticoagulation other than aspirin period. The history of a non-traumatic intracerebral hemorrhage and or I thought into non-traumatic hemorrhage in the brainstem period. He was in ICU much of the time in the hospital period. He had syncope in the past period. In any case, he's been getting occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy for the last 3 months period. I had seen him in January at the lodges period. He's not been able to follow up with his cardiologist, Dr. Hassan, period. This is due to lack of transportation. There's no transportation that they can provide to go from Shiawassee County to Genesee County, period. Her brother was not able to get her into his car, so he's not had cardiology follow-up, period. In this case, he's better with respect to his speech. He does is well-oriented. Please correct something. If I said right side weakness, it's actually left side weakness. He has left side weakness persisting, period. He's not able to walk at this point yet, and he would still need help transferring. His speech, though, is a bit better, period. New paragraph. He gets funny vision, period. It's blurry at times and diplopia at times, depending on how he looks. And he often wears a patch over one eye, and they alternate, and that's to see better and more clearer. The left side is weaker. New paragraph. He does sleep quite a bit and feels more fatigued, and that's been bothering him, period. New line. He is now on a mechanical soft diet or parade diet. In fact, they moved him from a parade to a mechanical soft diet, but the stage is better, but not completely baseline, period. Review of systems. No fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain. No diarrhea, no bleeding. New paragraph examination. Oh, no change. Past history. is positive for cerebrovascular accident, non-traumatic hemorrhage, intracerebral hemorrhage, and brainstem hemorrhage, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, constipation, oropharyngeal dysphagia, altered mental status, dizziness, visual hallucinations, delirium, major depression, obstructive sleep apnea, and hyperlipidemia. Ms. Paragraph family history. Father died at 83 of a brain tumor. His mother died at 84. His maternal uncle with diabetes mellitus. And maternal grandmother with cardiovascular disease. Socialist, he never smoked or abused alcohol. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. Temperature 90.3, pulse 63, respiratory 16. Blood pressure 110 over 80, O2 saturation 96%. Head and neck, pupils are equal and react to the light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular lumens intact. Oral mucous membranes are pink and moist. Ears normal inspection. Slight dysphagia. It's noted that he did get double vision but looking with lateral gaze to either side. Next up with no nodes or palpable thyromegaly. Lungs had no wheezes or crackles cleared. Percussion was normal. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial, renal, and air trace that face the weakness, but not severe. Some diplopia is noted. And the possible weakness of the right lateral rectus. The left hemiplegia appeared. There was slight grip on the left, but weaker than the right. He's weaker on left eye flexion, able to do a bit against resistance at 4 out of 5. It was 4 out of 5 in deflection. Musculoskeletal has decreased range of motion on the left shoulder. Skin was intact, warm and dry. The pairing of assessment plan, 1. Mr. Witt had a cerebral accident, vascular accident. That included a bleed. He's still not on a novel anticoagulation period. We'll continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. He's on atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has evidence of neuropathy and gabapentin, but because of fatigue, we'll reduce the gabapentin to 250 milligrams scale just nightly instead of TID, period. He's on metoprolol. Half of a 25 milligram tablet twice a day for both rate control and hypertension, period. Getting Tylenol off either for pain, period. OTPT and speech will continue working for with him, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.